Some prophecies are dated. We know when they were given, and some are not. This one is. This is foreseeing the Babylonian kingdoms, but also its collapse. Here we go. The message was to Yirmiyahu concerning all the people of Yehuda in the fourth year of the king Jehoiachim, son of Yoshiyahu, king of Yehuda, which was the first year of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon. So he had just risen to power. That Yirmiyahu the prophet spoke to all the people of Yehuda and to all the inhabitants of Yerushalayim, and this is what he said. So first of all, he starts with a brief personal introduction. From the 13th year of Yoshiyahu, which is the previous king, son of Amon, king of Yehud, until this day, which is a total of 23 years, that the word of Hashem has been with me, and I spoke to you time and time again, Veloshmatem, but you did not hear. And I was not the only one sent to talk to you. Hashem sent to you all his servants, the prophets, time and again, but you did not heed, you did not bend your ear to listen. We all spoke to you and we said the following, Shuvuna, please repent, each man from his evil way and from the evil of your actions. If you do so, you will live in the land that Hashem gave you and to your fathers forever and ever. Do not follow false gods and serve them and bow to them. Do not anger God by the actions of your hands, your handiwork, which is the false gods, so that I will not harm you. But you did not heed me, so says Hashem, in order to anger me with your handiwork, which was all to your detriment. Therefore says Hashem, Lord of hosts, because you did not heed my words, behold, I am sending and I will take all the families, which is the nations of the north, says Hashem, and Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylonia, my servant. Interesting, he refers to him as my servant. And I will bring them against the land and against its inhabitants and against all these surrounding nations and entire region. And I will destroy them and render them an astonishment and a source of whistling. Now, again, this is Yirmiyahu talking before it all happens. He's saying, guys, I'm telling you it's happening. I'm even telling you who will do it. People will whistle in shock in their fate. And I will render everything eternal ruins. I will eliminate from amongst them all features characteristic of human life, the sound of gladness of joy, kol sasom kol simcha, kol chatam kol kala, the sound of a groom and a bride, the sound of the millstones, and the light of the lamp at night. The entire land will be ruined, a desolation, and these nations will serve the king of Babylon for 70 years. However, it will be at the completion of the 70 years, I will reckon with the king of Babylon and with that nation and punish them for their sins, so says Hashem, and with the land of Chaldeans, which is another name for Babylonians, and I will render them an eternal desolation, l'shim emot olam. I will bring upon the land of Babylonia all the words I spoke in their regard, everything that's written in the book that Yirmiyahu prophesied about all the nations. We'll see it later in chapter 50, 51, various prophecies about those nations. For they too, the Babylonians, will be enslaved by many nations and great kings, which is we see played out by the Persians. And I will repay them according to their actions, according to their handiwork. For so said Hashem, God of Israel, to Yirmiyahu. Take this cup of wine of anger, kos hayayin achema azot, from my hand, and I will give it to all the nations to whom I'm sending you to drink. In other words, they'll end up drinking it. They will drink it and they will convulse and rampage. They will go like wild like madmen, due to the sword that I'm sending amongst them. Continues Yirmiyahu, so God gave me the cup in my vision, and I took the cup from the land of the hand of Hashem, and gave that cursed wine, or the wine of anger, the poisonous wine, to all the nations to whom Hashem sent me to drink. Who were these nations? First of all, Jerusalem, and the cities of Yehuda and its kings and its princes, to render them ruins, desolation, a cause of whistling. Again, whistling because of surprise. How bad that is. And a curse like this day. But other kingdoms will also be destroyed. Pharaoh, king of Egypt, his servants, his princes, and all his people. All the intermingled people. Kol ha'erev. People across Arabia. All the kings of the land of Utz. And the kings of the land of Philistines. And Ashkelon, Gaza, Ekron. And the remnants of Ashdod. Basically, they were all destroyed by the Babylonians. Edom and Moab, which lived on the east side of the Jordan River, the children of Ammon, all the kings of Tyre in the north, and the kings of Sidon in Lebanon and Syria, and the kings of the isle that is across the sea, which might be Carthage. Dedan, Taman, Buz, which is in southern Arabia, all that have corners of their heads cropped. Basically, they had unique haircuts, which cropped the corners of their heads and beards. Strange look. And all the kings of Arabia and all the kings of the intermingled people that dwell in their wilderness. Not only in the region of Yehuda, but also all the kings of Zimri and Elam and Media. Basically, Nebuchadnezzar's empire extended beyond the Middle East, what's called at the time the Fertile Crescent. And all the kings of the north are near and far, one after another, all the kingdoms of the world are upon the face of the earth, and the kings of Sheshkach, Babylon, will drink. Babylon will drink after them. Babylon will swallow them. You shall say to them, so said Hashem, Lord of hosts, God of Israel, drink the cup of poison and become intoxicated and wretch and fall and do not rise because the sword I'm sending amongst you. So in this vision, Yirmiyahu takes these dozens of nations and gives them the poison to drink. It will be that if they refuse to drink from the cup of your hand, nor to drink from it, you shall say to them, so said Hashem, you shall drink it. Shatot tishdu, you must drink it against your will. For behold, I am commencing to harm even the city upon which my name is called, Yerushalayim. You will, and you think you will be saved? You think you will be absolved? Will you emerge fine? You will not be absolved, for I'm summoning a sword upon the inhabitants of the earth, so says Hashem, Lord of hosts. Yirmiyahu shall prophesy to them all these matters, and you shall say to them, so said Hashem, the Lord will roar from on high, and from his abode of sanctity will project his voice. He will roar over his destroyed dwelling, the temple. And he will scream, hurrah, like the calls of encouragement sounded by those who tread grapes. Hey dad, kedorchim ya'aneh. So he will call to the inhabitants of the earth. The commotion of war has come to the end of the earth, for Hashem had a quarrel with his nations. He is prosecuting all flesh, the wicked. He has delivered them to the sword, so says Hashem. Verse 32. Ko amar Hashem, so said Hashem, Lord of hosts, behold, evil is going out from nation to nation, total war, and a great storm will rise from the ends of the earth. The slain of the Lord will be on that day from the end of the earth to the end of the earth. There will be so many. They will not be lamented. They will not be gathered. They will not be buried. They will be dung upon the face of the earth. Shepherds, basically leaders of people. Heilu haroim, you shall wail and cry out and wallow in the dirt, leaders of the flock, as the days of your slaughter and your scattering has arrived. And you will fall like a precious, delicate vessel, smashing into pieces. Flight will be precluded from the shepherds and escape from the leaders of the flock. They will not be able to get out. There will be a sound of the outcry of those leaders, the shepherds, the wailing of the leaders of the flock as Hashem is plundering their pasture. The peaceful dwellings will be silenced due to the inflamed wrath of Hashem. And the wailing will be like a young lion. The wailing of the shepherds will be due to the fact that like a young lion, Nebuchadnezzar, the new king that was just appointed, left his cover, left where he was living, and decided to come here, for their land became desolation due to the wrath of the oppressor and his fierce anger. So, devastating prophecy, chapter 25.